This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next story comes to us from the Marketplace desk of Welcome to the 21st Century. MasterCard says it's going to get rid of that magnetic stripe on the back of its cards. Transition's going to start in 2024. The stripes will be gone entirely by 2033 to be replaced by the chip and the touchless tap. And you might well be wondering right about now, as we were this morning when we asked Marketplace's Kristen Schwab to report it out, what has taken so long and why now?
Much of improving credit cards is about improving security. Like, remember those handheld machines stores used to have? They left a trail of carbon copies with a card number and signature. It turns out the technology behind swiping isn't that different. Christine Parler is a professor of finance at UC Berkeley.
The magstripe just contains that secret information, which is your card number, banking information. So a person can't see it, but a machine can see it.
And what a machine can see is easy to replicate. So credit card companies started using chips that assign a unique code to every transaction. Fraud for in-person purchases decreased. So why do stripes still exist?
The back end of credit card processing is hideously complicated.
And the expensive burden of change falls on businesses. In 2015, the credit card industry made merchants liable for fraud that happened through swipe transactions. But one big industry got an extension.
The gas industry says that to upgrade their pump payment technology, I've seen estimates anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per pump.
Ted Rossman is an analyst at creditcards.com. He says gas stations had to move to chips by this spring. And that, plus a complex banking system, is why the U.S. lags behind some other countries in credit card technology adoption. But there's one more party credit card companies need to get on board, the user. Chris Reed is with MasterCard.
We really are creatures of habits. That is true.
Chips took a while to become the go-to option. People thought they were a little clunky and slow. Now he says chip payments make up more than 85% of in-person card transactions. Who knows how long it'll take consumers to be ready for the next big thing, biometric hand and fingerprints. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.